As Christians, as followers of Jesus, we are all called. We are called through the waters of baptism. And moving through those waters, we are incorporated into the body of Christ. Through baptism, we are marked as Christ's own forever. We are called to put on the identity of Jesus. And in the power of that sacrament, we are given the Holy Spirit poured upon us, giving us the strength to answer God's call, giving us the power to do what God asks us to do. Our lessons today are all about call, all about God calling God's people and calling people in different ways. In our first lesson, we have the story of Jonah, or at least a portion of that story. Everyone, I think, knows about Jonah and the fish. But Jonah comes to find himself in that great fish because he's running from God's call. God has called him to go to Nineveh and to say to that city, "Repent. Turn from your evil ways." But Jonah resists that call, and he decides he's going to run away from God. You can try it, but God can find you. So it is that God finds Jonah. Jonah finds himself actually eventually on this boat and in a great storm, and it becomes clear that the people on the boat know he's running from God and think this storm is caused because God is displeased with Jonah. So they throw Jonah overboard. But God doesn't let go. God sends that fish to capture Jonah, to save him from drowning. The fish then spits him up on the shore. And in the end, after all that, Jonah relents and says, "All right, I'll go to Nineveh." And so off he goes, bringing that news of God to the people of Nineveh, telling them God is displeased, begging they turn from their evil ways. And don't you know they do? They listen to Jonah. They repent, they return to God, and God shows them mercy and compassion. That's what we heard in our lesson today. God relents, and God is pleased with their returning, with their repentance. God accepts their repentance and forgives them. Sometimes when we're called and sent to deliver a message of God, people will actually listen and respond. So there in this account, we have two different stories of call. Call to Jonah, call resisted. The call to Nineveh, the call heard. The call responded to. In our gospel, Jesus is continuing, as we heard last week, to call his disciples. He comes, we're told, after John is arrested, and he proclaims the good news of God. He says, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." After proclaiming this, he comes across Simon and Andrew, and he calls them and promises them that though they are fishermen now, they will fish for people. And so they follow. Jesus then calls James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and they respond, Mark tells us, immediately. They drop everything, they leave their father and the hired man in the boat, and off they go, and they follow Jesus. Jesus proclaims that the kingdom of God is near. It is in their midst. And the disciples respond by dropping everything, by going, following Jesus where he will take them. Call and response and immediately going. Back in 1859, a group of Christians also heard God's call. A group of Christians found themselves called to form the Church of the Redeemer and gathered this community of which we now are a part. They heard God's call. They responded to that call. In response to the kingdom of God come near, they entered into God's work down on North Main Street. That's where the first church was. And for 50 years, they labored there in that vineyard, doing God's work, building the kingdom. In 1909, at the 50th anniversary of the founding of the parish, I know some of you know this story, but there are some of you who don't. In 1909, the 50th anniversary of the founding of the parish, and I know this from a history that Joe and Sandy De Palma have written, it is wonderful and worth reading. At that anniversary, Bishop William McVicar, the Bishop of Rhode Island, in his anniversary address, told them it was time to do something bold. He said, I quote, "The Church of the Redeemer must be moved," unquote. His sense and the sense of the parish leadership was both the building needed great repairs, that may sound familiar. Buildings always seem to need repairs of one kind or another, but they had some serious building issues confronting them in that day. And also, they were aware that that neighborhood along North Main Street was being transformed into what we know it today, a commercial and industrial neighborhood. And so they listened. They read the signs of the times, and they heard God's call, and so they moved. Our first rector, the Reverend Frederick Bassett, in February 1917, addressed the congregation with these words. "Our own people have removed in large numbers, and on account of remote residents, very few of the children of the parish have been able to attend Sunday school." People had moved from that initial neighborhood and had spread out. It was hard for the children, the young people, to get to Sunday school. And where had they gone? They had moved up to that new neighborhood on Hope Street. And so it was in 1917 that this parish responded to God's call, like Jonah, like the people of Nineveh, like those first disciples. And they picked up and moved to this location. They sold the first church. They built this current church. They took that great risk to give up everything and follow and trust God that it would be fruitful. Nearly 100 years later, here we sit. Here we sit giving thanks for their bold initiative and reaping the benefits of their action. Since 1917, this parish has borne faithful witness in this place, responding to the kingdom of God, answering God's call, and above all, relying on God's grace for all that we need, trusting that God will be faithful to us and give us all we need to be the people God has called us to be, the people gathered in this parish. So on this annual meeting Sunday, a day in which we give great thanks for those who have gone before us, those who founded this parish, those who tended it through the decades, through the more than a century, those who built this building and gave generously for its upkeep, those who have labored, worshipped, and prayed here, we give thanks for those who have gone before us in the faith. But I think it's also worth asking on this annual meeting Sunday, what is God calling us to? We are 2 years away from the 100th anniversary of this move to this location, of that very bold, risk-taking venture. What is God calling us to do to begin the next 100 years in this place? What would God have us do to answer that call, to respond to the kingdom of God in our midst? What holy enterprise are we being called to enter into? And where is Jesus asking us to follow? And how is it that Jesus is asking us to respond, perhaps in new ways, to the needs of the world around us, and especially to the neighborhood just outside our doors? I also can't help but wonder, and this comes from my own personal experience, I know myself that sometimes I have a way of avoiding what God might be asking of me. I could be a little like Jonah, thinking, well, if I ignore it, it might go away. God doesn't relent. Are there ways in which we as a community are not always so attentive to God's call? We might not like what we're hearing. What are the things that we might need to do that God is calling us to that we might find challenging? And like the disciples in today's gospel, are we being called somehow to let go of things? They dropped everything. They let go of everything. James and John let go of that father and his business, the fishing. What are we called to let go of to move into this new century? What are we being called to let go of to follow Jesus? So on this third Sunday after the Epiphany, and on this day when we give thanks for this parish and gather an annual meeting, may we be faithful in, like those who have gone before us, both in this parish, but those we hear about in Scripture, who have heard God's call, who have been attentive, who have been listening, who have been faithful and responded. And let us give thanks for God's great compassion and mercy, God who is ready to forgive us and always ready to welcome us as we return. And may we dare to be disciples of Jesus who are faithful, risking everything, giving up all for the sake of the kingdom of God. God's promise to us, if we answer that call, is an abundant and an eternal life. Amen.
Amen.